भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नारायणं नमस्कृत। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 26 एंटाइटल द हेलिश प्लैनेट्स टेक्स्ट 16 एंड 17 ट्रांसलेशन। In his next life, a sinful king or governmental representative who punishes an innocent person or who inflicts corporal punishment upon a brahmana is taken by the Yamadutas to the hell named Shukara Mukha, where the most powerful assistants of Yamraj crush him exactly as one crushes sugarcane to squeeze out the juice. The sinful living entity cries very pitiably and faints, just like an innocent man undergoing punishments. This is the result of punishing a faultless person. Text 17. By the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, low-grade living beings like bugs and mosquitoes suck the blood of human beings and other animals. Such insignificant creatures are unaware that their bites are painful to the human being. However, first-class human beings, brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas, are developed in consciousness, and therefore they know how painful it is to be killed. A human being endowed with knowledge certainly commits sin if he kills or torments insignificant creatures who have no discrimination. The Supreme Lord punishes such a man by putting him into a hell known as Andhakupa, where he is attacked by all the birds and beasts, reptiles and mosquitoes, lice, worms, flies and any other creature he tormented during his life. They attack him from all sides, robbing him of the pleasure of sleep. Unable to rest, he constantly wanders about in darkness. Thus, in Andhakupa, his suffering is just like that of a creature in the lower species. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. From this very instructive verse, we learn that lower animals created by the laws of nature to disturb human being are not subjected to punishment. Because the human being has developed consciousness, however, he cannot do anything against the principles of Varnashram Dharma without being condemned. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. Thus, all men should be divided into four classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudras, and they should act according to their ordained regulations. They cannot deviate from their prescribed rules and regulations. One of these states that they should never trouble any animal, even those that disturb human beings. Although a tiger is not sinful if he attacks another animal and eats its flesh, if a man with developed consciousness does so, he must be punished. In other words, a human being who does not use his developed consciousness but instead acts like an animal surely undergoes punishment in many different hells. Om Agyanatimiran. So in this particular chapter, we are reading the graphic and elaborate description of the hellish planets, where those who have been given a developed consciousness, a life of responsibility, who perform degraded activities because of desire to enjoy in a illegal way, are put as a punishment into a situation which is most suitable for their correction. That's in fact the only purpose of a punishment, is to reform. And the higher the responsibility, the higher the position, the higher the responsibility. And therefore, when there is irresponsibility seen, there has to be punishment meted out. So this whole section of this whole 26th chapter is nothing but graphic, horrible description of the different kinds of hellish planets, 21 or 28 according to some, that exist in this material creation exclusively to punish those kinds of living entities. Bhagavatam is called Rasamalayam, right? It is Rasamalayam, it is full of rasa. So just the other day we were discussing whether we should continue to discuss or just skip this, because if there are first comers to Bhagavatam class and they hear this kind of description, that will be their last Bhagavatam class, hopefully, probably. We don't want that to happen. But then why is it described in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Of course, Prabhupada, 2-3 shlokas, he gives one purport wherever relevant. But this is Bhayanak Rasa. Bhagavatam is Rasamalayam. Sometimes for weeks together, we discuss one particular wave. It's like an ocean, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It is a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu actually. Bhakti Rasa, Amrita and Sindhu, it's an ocean. And for 1 month, we ride one particular wave of this ocean. Sometimes the wave of Karuna Ras, sometimes Madhurya Ras, sometimes Dasya Ras, sometimes Sakhya Ras, how the Lord is reciprocating with His devotees. Sometimes Virya Ras, and sometimes Bhayanak Ras. This is like a hair stand on end. People love to watch horror movies. So this is it. Actually, in movies, things are reduced. When you have to present pictorially, you can't depict fully. There's some limitations. But here, it's up to your imagination. How creative you are, how imaginative you are. That much rasa you can get. Where it is free for you. How do you want to? The fact is given. The fact is, these people are punished. However, there is a purpose behind this, and as we were discussing yesterday, it was pointed out yesterday that the whole purpose is not for people who are already in there. Because once you are in there, you get conditioned. It's amazing creation of the Lord that He has created in such a way that any situation, if you are there for some more time, gradually you get conditioned. So much so, after some time, even in that situation, you try to seek a comfortable place. Sridhar Maharaj, when he had come here, he gave a very nice description. One time, one man was taken to hell. You know Sridhar Maharaj, his typical sense of humor. He was taken to hell and he said, okay, these are the choices, whichever you want to go. So he says, show me around. So he just saw everything. And then some place people were boiled in hot oil, and some people were, you know, pulled down, hoisted up and pulled down a tree where sword-like leaves were there, and all kinds of things. Very poor choice. And then he saw through one window, one particular hell, where about many, many people were standing waist deep in river of stool. And everyone was drinking coffee. So he looked at Yamaraj and said, this is also hell? Yeah, I would prefer this. But all right, he opened the door and all the best. Went inside. And as soon as he got down, he was pushed inside, obviously. He didn't want to get in. And then he was handed a cup of coffee, espresso. And then as he was drinking, then the door closed. The Yamadutas went away. And then a huge man came and said, okay, boys, coffee break is up. Now heads down. Heads down. And legs up. He thought that was a good proposal, but that was a coffee break. So, I like that. People even there try to seek some kind of solace. That's the condition. We see in the local trains also, in the especially in the central railway, people get in. People are eagerly waiting to get inside. Because they know it is my life now. So within that, let me take a suitable place near the window where some air comes in at least. It's hot. And I saw one person having a video game, enjoying some. They want to put their mind somewhere else. Just put a push off from there. Or get some comfortable place. Within that, anyway, this is there. Hellish situation is there. And somehow, after some time, they develop a particular mindset where it doesn't seem like hell anymore after some time. And within that, they try to find their some niche corner where they can have their sense gratification. So, the whole idea is to show us before we enter there, so that you want this or do you want a life of happiness and bliss. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a postgraduate study of the Bhagavad Gita, graphic description of these hellish planets and who are the people put in are described. What kind of activities lead to what? Description. But in the Bhagavad Gita, there is indication. The first is an indication. If you do this, you go there. In the Bhagavatam, there is description. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is demonstration. Practical demonstration. For example, in the Gita, it says, Natat bhasete suryo na shashanko na pavakaha yadgatva ananivartante tad dhama paramammam. Describe. Indication is there. That's the spiritual world. Having gone there, nobody returns. You know, any material situation is not required. It is a place, nice place. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, elaborate discussion of the Vaikuntha planets are there. Description of the kingdom of God. Much more elaborate. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the activities of a person in the Vaikuntha consciousness, what are their activities? It's a demonstration, actually. Chaitanya Charita Amrita. This word itself says, Chaitanya means the soul which is conscious. Charita or characteristics. And Amrita means eternal. So the eternal life of the characteristics of an eternal living entity in the eternal realm of existence. What is it actually? How much loving, sweet reciprocations are there? That is demonstrated by the Lord Himself and also distributed during this particular pastime. Similarly, even of these hellish planets, here you find description, but in the Gita, the indication is there. Who are the people who go here? In the 16th chapter, it says, Trividham narakasya idam dwaram nashanam atmanah. Trividham narakasya dwaram. There are three gateways which leads to hell. Open, huge express highway to hell. Trividham narakasya idam dwaram. And what kind of dwaram? Nashanam atmanah. Of the soul, nasha means degradation. Degradation, it was pointed out a few days back. Degradation could be of the place, from a higher place to a lower place, from heavens or earthly planet to lower planets, physically. That's degradation. Moving from Pali Hill to Dharavi. That's degradation. One kind of degradation. Place, physically place. Really, after some time you get used to. People are happy there. People are aspiring for slightly better situation there. They are happy if they can get an attached bathroom also. That's all. So that's a degradation of place, literally. The second thing is a degradation in the species, the lower species. You really start living like them. The third is degradation of consciousness. Yeah. The fact is, from Vaikuntha we have all descended. Coming down into the material world itself is hellish. Actually, dukkhale mashashvatam. So, but amazing that we have got conditioned. We think this is a wonderful place and we try to make adjustments and arrangements to live happily eternally here, permanently. This is Maya. It's amazing how Maya can condition us. We may be laughing at those who are suffering at hell and saying how foolish they are. But somebody up there may be laughing at us. Indra will be laughing at us, the kind of enjoyment we are having. Brahma may be laughing at Indra. Krishna will be laughing at all of us. So it's a gradual degradation of consciousness. And the whole purpose of human life is to elevate the consciousness. So it says, Trividham narakasya idam dwaram nashanam atmana. Kamaha, krodha, tatha lobha, tasmat etatrayam tyajet. This is it. The door to hell is this kamaha, krodha, tatha lobha. Where do they come from? Kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajoguna samudbhava. From the lower modes. Or, where does lobha come from? Lobha pravrittirarambha karmanam ashamaspraha. Rajas yetani jayante vivruddhe kurunandana. When the mode of passion increases, then athakena prayuktoyam papam chari anichchanna pivarshne baladiva niyojita. Arjuna asks this question. Why? Even knowing that it's going to lead to a hellish situation, why is a person impelled to act? And the point that was made, and Krishna says, it is kama yesha krodhe rajoguna samudbhava. It is because of being bound by the lower modes. When we become subordinate, yes men, to these lower modes, and we make these modes the master, our master, and we become their servants. And then they take us to their abode. We become servant, they invite us to their abode. The abode of lust, the abode of anger, the abode of greed. So, and therefore, in the 16th chapter, it's like a graphic description of a person who is surely going to hell. That's the demonic quality. And it ends, it says, Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya akarya vyavasthitau. One has to regulate oneself through scriptures. Scriptures are meant to gradually regulate our enjoyment. Doesn't matter. The nature of the soul is to enjoy. But in the bodily concept, gradually it becomes very grosser and grosser and grosser. Loke vivaya amisha madhya seva nityasya jantur nahi tatra chodana. The nature of water is to go down to the lowest level. And it will not stop till it reaches the lowest level. Similarly, the nature of consciousness in this material world, unless made an effort to elevate and lift, gradually slip down to the lowest level possible. It will. 101%. If we are callous, what to speak of struggling? Even if you don't struggle, just let go. It's just like the stream is flowing downstream. And you're trying to go swim across. Just to remain where you are, you need to struggle. And if you just kind of relax for some time, you'll go down before you know. The struggle for existence in the same place, what to speak of advancement. And therefore the scriptures are given. But then there is a gradual elevation through the scripture, and then there is a quick elevation. And that is the process of bhakti yoga. Just elevate yourself in one lifetime. What's not possible through millions of lifetimes, access is given one lifetime, within one lifetime. And to actually raise ourselves by scrutinizing study of scriptures, especially the essence, sat dharma sansthapako, the essence of all religion, as it was explained by Prabhupada in the previous purports. There's only one dharma, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, to love God. Prema dhana bina byartha daridra jivan. Prem dhana bina, anyone who doesn't have prem dhan, prema pumartho mahan, the ultimate perfection is vyartha, it is wasteful, shramayeva hi kevalam, we have wasted, and daridra jivan, it's actually poverty stricken life of suffering. But then, how to actually elevate these people? Sometimes people know about it, but still are not very much inclined to follow. Everyone knows a better situation, what would lead me to a better situation, what would lead me to a degraded situation. People are somehow not doing it, even with knowledge. Therefore, according to different levels of conditioning, the scriptures are designed in different ways to elevate them. For people in the lowest mode of ignorance, the only way to stop them is fear. Fear of hell, fear of poverty, fear of diseases. This is the only fear. In some religion, the way to make them follow the rules is creating this fear. If you don't do this, you will go to hell. Jahannum mein jayega. And where there is burning flames for eternity, you will be put there. Because that's the only language. Spare the rod and spoil the child, like that. That's the only way they understand. Fear. That's the only way to make them. Therefore, fear of hell. It's not imagination. It's a fact. It's a fact. But knowing, sometimes we'll be fine. Everyone knows if you steal, you go to jail. But everyone does it still. So that's the only way to create some kind of, make them to follow the scriptures, which is a process to gradually elevate your consciousness, that somehow the good fortune of developed consciousness that human life has. It's not there for animals. Animals are serving time, that's all. For them there is no karma, good or bad. They are put in such a condition that vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. They act based on instinct, that's all. They don't know, they can't think so much of the reactions or the consequences. Only in the human life. Therefore these things are meant for the human beings. Higher than that, for them these kind of things are there. When Parikshit Maharaj heard, he didn't have goose pimples after hearing this. He was moved. And he said, how can these people be saved from this? So for devotees, when we hear this, that should inspire actually to distribute this message to those who otherwise may actually go to hell. I mean, very, very advanced devotees. At least we should not behave in such a way that we go there, initially to begin with. But later, try also to save others from such a situation. For those people in the mode of passion, the only way to make them is, if you follow the rules, you will gain a better place. And if you don't, you will lose this better place. You have to keep on paying. Otherwise, you have to go to some other place. And to maintain that status quo, you have to do this, this, and to elevate yourself, that's the only way to motivate them to follow. some yagya, dana, tapasya, then you go to heavenly planets, you enjoy more. Longer time, higher happiness, happiness of a higher nature, more subtler, and for a longer time, almost eternally, amrita. For people in the mode of goodness, the motivation is a sense of duty. So much has been provided by nature for you. Can't you just reciprocate? This much is expected. Ask not what you can do or what the country can do for you. Ask what you can do for the country. This is not for people in the mode of ignorance and passion. This is for people who are trying to be in the mode of goodness. Some kind of, at least expect. Do something for it. It's doing already so much for you. And the pain, as advancement is there, the pain, resultant pain, is also much higher. Gross pain, hellish pain, this is more gross. Grosser the pain, it is tolerable. But the more subtle the pain, the more intolerable it is. The subtler, the higher the pain. People die not out of putting in a very degraded physical condition. Sometimes people in very opulent situation commit suicide. Now, what is to commit suicide? They're in a very heavenly situation. Why do they commit suicide? Because there is mental stress, mental anxiety, loneliness. And that is so painful that they are ready to die. Death is very painful. Nobody wants to die. But then they are saying, death is better. 42,000 scorpions. Better. One installment, finish it off. Rather than surviving and bearing the sting of 45,000 scorpions again and again and again and again for the rest of life. Better once and all, finish it off, finish the job. So therefore, subtler pain is, the suffering, it's higher. Higher than the mode of goodness is pure love. Love of God. That's the highest motivation. Mahaprabhu says that any situation, asli seva padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathasu saim. It doesn't matter, deal with me any way you want. I simply want to serve you. Dasakari vetan mori deha primadhan. Make me a servant of yours, and in reciprocation, just give me one salary of love of God. And so therefore, this is a higher realm. And just like the people in the mode of ignorance are fearful to go to hell, the people in the mode of passion are fearful of losing a better situation, the people in the mode of goodness are really fearful of losing that sense of duty and gratitude, failing to do that. For a higher realm, a person highest develop consciousness, when the consciousness is fully flowered of prem dhan, love of God, the greatest fear is fear of forgetting the Lord or fear of losing the association of the Lord and his devotees. Forgetting the Lord. There is no situation more fearful than this. Just like it is described here. It is so painful. The sinful living entity cries very pitiably and faints. When pain becomes too much, you faint. And we find, actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Rai, discussion of Mahaprabhu with Ramananda Rai, he's asking about, after asking about the ultimate goal of life, he asks several questions. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, of all this, I am this. Of all this, I am this. Of all the animals, I am the lion. That means lion is the powerful animal. Of all the mountains, I am the Himalayas. So like that, Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, what is the greatest wealth? What is the greatest fame? What is the greatest things? Like that, greatest, what is the greatest, greatest? And then when another he comes to, he says, Mahaprabhu asks, Dukha madhye kona dukha hai gurutar. Gurutar means highest pain. What is the highest painful situation? Dukha madhye kona dukha hai gurutar. Of all painful conditions, sufferings, what is the highest suffering? And Ramananda Rai replies, Krishna bhakta viraha bina dukha nahi dekhi par. Of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful? Mahaprabhu says, Ramananda Rai says, apart from separation from devotees of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. So this is the hell for a person who is the highest developed consciousness. For different levels of consciousness, there are different levels of situations. The greatest fear, actually this fear is good. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. But the same fear at a higher level protects us. Just like a doctor who is fearful of getting contact of the disease while performing his duties as a doctor, going to the ward to see all the patients are sick. Obviously, that's why they're coming to the doctor. They have some contagious disease. So that fear, because of that fear of getting infected, he takes precautions of wearing gloves and masks, everything, and then he goes and just does whatever is necessary and then immediately comes out and takes off the gloves and masks and washes himself nicely. Job is done, finished. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for a devotee, he said, for me to associate with materialistic people is worse than, I would rather have me put in a cage with fire all around and a tiger inside, rather than associate with materialistic people and lose association of devotees. So that's a comfortable situation. After all, that's going to cause death to the body. No problem. But then, I don't want to lose devotion. So that fear is good. That fear of losing the remembrance of the Lord, and the most conducive way to remember the Lord is an association of devotees. Because in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada said that anyone who thinks he can become God conscious without the association of devotees is an insane person. It's not possible. The whole world is surcharged with these modes, that if we are not protected in association, it's very difficult to remain Krishna conscious. Gradually, very gradually, even before you know, you have walked away so far that it becomes a little difficult. Anyone to know this fact, we need actually the association. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he saw Mahaprabhu is going to leave for South India, and I don't know how long he's going to take, whether he's going to come back or not, it was so painful, when the body can't tolerate the pain, we faint actually. That's a defense mechanism of the body to protect our life. Too painful, you faint. Mahaprabhu, as he walked away, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just fainted to the ground. When Mahaprabhu walked away out of Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit, who had taken Kshetra Sannyas, he followed, but after some time he just fainted. Rupa Goswami also did that. So, we see that that's impending separation also. Even Rukmini Devi, the moment she was fanning Krishna, but the thought that he would leave, he just joked that I'll go away now. And she just fainted. Just the thought of that kind of separation from the Lord and anything in relationship with the Lord, that is seen to be so painful. So in this way, only thing is, it's a healthy fear, and fear of going to that hellish situation of living alone in forgetfulness of the Lord, which is the root cause of all kinds of hell, ultimately. Ultimately, there's only one hell. That is different gradations. But the essence is forgetfulness of Krishna is hellish. And remembrance of Krishna is Vaikuntha, Kaivalyam Narakayate. What is that? Chitraketu Maharaj says, he says, Narayana Parasarvena Kutaschana Bibhyati. For a devotee of the Lord, he is absolutely fearless. Whether you tell him, you go to hell, all right. You go to heaven, all right. You go to the spiritual world, all right. But anywhere you go, no service, he'll faint. So I simply want to serve. And as long as the service to the Lord is there, which is the real Vaikuntha atmosphere, which is the source of all bliss for nature of the soul, says that is perfectly all right. Whether you go to hell, whether you go to heaven, whether you go to the spiritual world. So this is this is a devotee's conception. Prabhupada was once taken in a place which was not very dirty. In a morning walk, he was taken to some place. So we are sorry, Prabhupada, to bring you in such a place. He said, no, I'm in Vaikuntha. As long as there is service to the Lord, it is seen as that. Hare Krishna, conch shell has blown. We'll stop here. So, I would like to just take this opportunity on behalf of myself and Gaur Gopal Prabhu to request all you devotees for your prayers, well wishes and blessings that the trip that we are undertaking, our endeavors be pleasing to Hari Guru Vaishnava. I was reading 2 days back about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lecture to his first sannyas disciples in 1933, at that time, who were going to preach in the Western world. We can't imagine that situation. For us, it's not at all a Western world. It's a walk, you know. You go by flight and people are ready with garlands probably to wait, you know, invite and go into a beautiful place. Actually, we probably never even see that situation because it's a cold place. From car, you go to the temple, from temple, you come back. It's actually not the situation that Prabhupada faced. But at that time, it's unimaginable that these kind of people will become devotees. At that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was addressing his disciples who are going to the Western countries. This shows why Prabhupada was successful. Why Prabhupada's technique of preaching was successful. Because the formula was given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1933 to then sannyasi disciples. I was reading that, the excerpt from that, and in that 3 points stood. Basically, he elaborates on 3 verses. He says, the first thing he says, Trinadapi suni chena tarori vasahishuna amanina manadena kirtaniyasadhaj. Said, you have to be humble. For any preacher, these three sutras, like a shloka, it says, the first thing is, be humble. Unless a person is humble, he cannot properly preach. So he stressed on this point first. We have to be humble. And the second thing, he quotes Prabodhananda Saraswati's verse. Dante Nidhai, he said, hold the straw between your teeth and go to them and glorify them for their skills, for their wonderful qualities that they may have, material qualities they may have. Whatever, everyone has some good qualities. So if you are humble, you can see those good qualities. If you are proud, you can't see. Be humble. See their good qualities. They may have 100 material good qualities. But see all those good qualities. Praise them. He says, you are great, sir. You are so intelligent. You are so powerful. You people are so nice. But then, when they open their hearts, then you say, just give up all this nonsense and accept the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He says, with basket of Mahaprabhu's message, Gaur Sundar's message, you go and knock at the door and beg at their feet, please accept this. With full conviction that there is nothing higher than this. And anyone who doesn't have this is in hell. Actually is in hell. Or is very soon going to hell. Irrespective of what heavenly planets or even liberation. Hellish. Kaivalyam narakayate. So deep conviction that without devotional service to this Lord, you are in hell. I appreciate all the wonderful qualities you have. But please, take this, add this, and all your big zeros will also become valuable. And when it becomes valuable, the third verse he says, he quotes these two verses of Phalgu Vairagya and Yukta Vairagya. He says, what is Phalgu Vairagya? That thinking something to be separate from Krishna, renouncing it. But in this consciousness, anything that can be utilized in Krishna's service, accept it and use it for what it is actually meant for. Whole creation is meant for only one purpose. Everything that is created is meant for only purpose. To give opportunity for the rebellious souls to come back. So for that mission, anything can be utilized. That is Sankirtan. Hari Kirtan means any material facility can be utilized. Potentially. If we have the humility and if we have the deep conviction that nothing else is, everything else is hellish and insignificant without this gift. And just hold on to that gift. Everything else is secondary. This is the conclusion that he says. And we see Prabhupada. He personified these three verses. He went with a humble heart. He's told, I don't know why I'm going there. But make me dance, my Lord, make me dance. You must have some purpose. That's why you're sending me. And secondly, he was absolutely never impressed by, he was not going to New York or anywhere for sightseeing or anything. He was going there for sole purpose. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha gurun. And he says, he concludes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, our goal is to simply please Hari Guru Vaishnav. So that's the only purpose. Vyavasayatmika. He was going to, because he wanted to please Krishna, he wanted to please Mahaprabhu, he wanted to please his Guru Maharaj, and he wanted to please the Vaishnavas by creating a wonderful society, expanding the family of the devotees of the Lord. And he was very beautifully, and says, this formula is there. You can remain anywhere throughout creation. Even in the Brahma Loka or Swarga Loka we go, we will not be impressed, but with a humble heart, tell even there, chant Hare Krishna, please. Otherwise, this heaven will turn into hell for you. Mentality of offensive. Even Indra committed offense and fell to hell. He got TB. The lady was chasing with TB and all that. Hellish, you had to run away. So this offensive mentality creates hellish situation. But if a person is humble and deep conviction that Mahaprabhu's gift is the highest, and then utilize whatever Krishna gives in his glorification, in Hari Kirtan, so then it doesn't really matter. Wherever you are in spiritual world. So according to Prabhupada, right now we are going to hell because he said London is hell. But he also said, my temples are in Vaikuntha. So it doesn't matter if you are serving his mission, whatever, to please the devotees, whatever service, be attached to whether you go through a bullock cart or any facility. So thank you very much. And again, I would like to beg for your prayers, well wishes and your blessings, that our endeavors may be pleasing to Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari. Actually, one day separation from devotees is a little relief. You know, sometimes we are too much in the association. You get one day association away, you feel like a relief. 1 week association, you start feeling little, but more than that, you start feeling little separation. So, we are not in that consciousness to see that. We pray. Hare Krishna.